Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. That's what I'll be talking about today. Stories, opinions, everything. I'm Isabel Richardson, and welcome to my podcast show, Music Is My Jam. We have a fun show today, with interviews and segments. So, the Beatles, one of my favorite bands. The Beatles were a huge band in the 60s, and they're still very popular today. So, I'll start with how they got together. I won't get too much into it. So, our boy John Lennon wanted to start a band. He was a teenager, and then he met Paul McCartney. And Paul had this friend, George. George was about 14, and George was an awesome guitar player from a young age. So Paul had George kind of audition for John. John was a little hesitant since George was so young, but he made it into the group. So now the drummer. This is where the drama is. So apparently, Pete Best, despite his name, wasn't the best drummer for the band, so they kicked him out of the band. Now, there was this drummer in this other band, Richard Starkey, better known as Ringo Starr. They asked him to be the drummer because he'd been in more, and he was a better drummer. So, Ringo quit his other band and joined Paul, George, and John. I think they're better off with Ringo. He matches their dorky, kind of funny personalities. I don't think Pete was like them and didn't really fit in. And I couldn't really imagine the Beatles without Ringo. I think he makes the Beatles complete. So now the boys are a band and they're getting gigs and stuff. So before we get to the interview, we have an ad. So now we have a special guest with us, my grandma.
Thank you.
She was around when the Beatles were an actual band. Yes. And active. So she's going to give us some insight. I'll ask you some questions and then we can talk about some other things if you want.
Okay.
So who was your favorite member of the Beatles and why?
Well, let's see. First of all, I'm first generation Beatle fan. Mm-hmm. Because I was in the seventh grade when I first noticed the Beatles. And mm-hmm. It was, I want to hold your hand.
Yeah.
And all the girls were crazy about the Beatles. Uh-huh. And so I consider myself first generation Beatle fan. And I think it's so cool that my granddaughter likes the band that... Really, I don't think I noticed music before then. I can't remember liking a band before I liked the Beatles. So what did you ask me? Who was my favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, all the girls had their favorites. And I distinctly remember riding the school bus and hearing the girls say, oh, my favorite Beatle is. And Paul was my favorite. I think he was the most popular with all the little girls. Mm-hmm. I think it was Paul.
Yeah. Paul. I have to say, it's between Paul and George.
Oh.
It's always been like that. When I first got into the Beatles, I went through like phases of the different members. You know, I went through Paul and then John and then Ringo and then George. And then I decided on Paul and George. So,
Uh-huh. Well, you know, in my later years, like last year. I have come to appreciate Ringo.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how cute he was until I saw him again on TV, and I thought, oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's kind of I like him, too.
He's funny, yeah. Okay, so what's your favorite album or song, or, like, a song that, like, kind of stood out to you?
I don't know of any Beatles song that I do not like. Truly. Mm-hmm. Truly, Izzy. But when I think of Beatles song, I think of Yesterday.
Yeah.
I love that song. And I remember a Shirt Tail relative years and years ago, he got to see the Beatles in San Francisco in concert. And he said it was just screaming and yelling and all the girls, everybody was crazy. Mm-hmm. Except when they started to sing Yesterday, then the whole stadium just was so quiet. Mm-hmm. They listened to that song. And I always remember that because, I don't know, it's a beautiful song. You know, artists have redone that song over and over and over, so I think everybody likes it.
Yeah, it's a very iconic song, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite album, or is it just kind of...
I don't. I remember... 8th grade?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was 7th grade. Boy, I don't remember, but I got Rubber Soul.
Yeah.
And I looked for that album. I don't have it anymore.
Oh.
But it wasn't one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But I wish I had.
It's a good album,
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And then I have the collections of them, but not any original albums. So.
Yeah. All right. So Do you think the Beatles should have stayed together, or you think they should have separated? Like, it was okay that they separated?
I think, well, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. But I think if they would have stayed together longer, then we would have had even more wonderful Beatles music.
Yeah. I watched this video with Paul and his band, Wings, you know, and they're playing Band on the Run. And I saw somebody said that that's what the Beatles would have sounded like if they stayed together. You know, like kind of like more evolved into that more kind of 70s, 80s music, you know. Yeah. So
I think we missed out because they broke up.
Definitely, yeah. So do you have a favorite solo career out of the four guys?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
I think Paul is probably my favorite solo career. John did some pretty good songs, but... it's kind of hard to get into his career, John's, because he wrote kind of, like, I don't know how to describe it, but his music was kind of, weirder, I guess. Like, it was kind of...
Yeah.
A little bit strange, I guess.
Yeah, and then, of course, he was assassinated, so... Yeah. We don't know what...
It wasn't very much direction. Music,
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. We don't have enough.
Because it was only like 10 years, and you can't really release that much music in 10 years.
But I think he was a genius. I think all of them were genius, musical geniuses.
Yeah. And then I liked George's music, too, with, you know, I think he's a neat guy.
Yeah.
Do you like the early albums or the later albums?
Early.
Early?
Early, yeah, early. And then when they released this, what is it called, Isabel? Beatles One with all the...
Anthology?
Anthology.
Yeah, with, like, the earlier stuff, like, unreleased. Yeah.
We played it over and over and over. Yeah. We'd get in the car and we'd put those in and...
Yeah.
Sounds so good.
Yeah. I do like the earlier songs. I think I like the kind of like love songs. And then I also, my favorite album is Magical Mystery Tour. Which is kind of like the psychedelic kind of trippy stuff. I like that too. Yeah. And Sgt. Pepper's, I think, is amazing, honestly.
You know, people talking about the Beatles and their career and the experts in music, that's the album they point to as the highlight. That's that one. So what is your favorite Beatles song?
Favorite Beatles song? This is probably, it's between, I Love Michelle. That song has always been
your dad my likes
favorite.
That
yeah,
song too.
It's always been my favorite. And Mother Nature's Son, it's off the White Album, which is, I have to play it for you.
Yeah.
It's a lesser known song.
Yeah, I don't really know it.
It's, I don't know how to describe it, but I have to play it for you.
Okay.
It's a nice song. So what do you think was the reason they were so famous and successful with everybody?
You know, I don't really know, but I kind of think that it was just the timing.
Yeah.
You know, these talented kids got together and they worked at it and they just came on the scene at the right time and just evolved into this amazing musicians. And,
Well, I think it's amazing that the Beatles, you know, 1960s, you know, almost what, like 60 years ago, you know?
Yes.
And they're still like loved today, you know, and Paul McCartney's still releasing music and Ringo's still doing stuff. So I think that's really, it's astonishing, I think, you know, it's just, wow, that was like 60 years ago and they're still doing stuff, you know, it's weird. What albums did you own in the 60s, and, like, which one did you play the most? Like, what was your most favorite when you were younger?
I remember going to the music store, and this is, I don't know how many years ago, 60 years ago?
Yeah.
No, not that long, 50-some years ago, okay? And the music store, walking home from school, there was a music store downtown Walla Walla, and I bought a 45, and it had 8 Days a Week.
Yeah.
8 Days a Week,
I
Izzy.
Love that song.
And I don't remember what was on the flip side, but it was another really good song. And so I played that over and over and over again. So that's my first memory of buying my own Beatles.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
What's your favorite Beatles movie out of like you know what I mean? Like there's like Hard Day's Night and Help, and then they made Yesterday in 2019. So, do you have, like, a favorite one?
Probably Hard Day's Night.
Yeah, definitely.
Which one came out first, Help?
It was A Hard Day's Night and then Help.
Help. I think I saw Help in the theater.
Yeah. It was in color, too.
Yeah. But I like Hard Day's Night.
Yeah. It was funny.
Well, because I got to see it with you again, and that made it even more special, because you loved it so much, and it just was like, I'm excited about it, too.
Yeah. I think it was funny, because, you know, they're British. Uh-huh. And you can't really, like, they have, like, a certain kind of, you know, humor. You know, it's kind of like, if you're British, you know what they're talking about. But I think it's kind of silly, you know, seeing them together and stuff. So,
see their personalities. Yeah. You really got to see it in that movie. Yeah. They were
silly.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, it was fun having you on my show. I had a good time.
Oh, are we over? That was good. I loved this, Isabel. I loved it. Thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah.
As a Beatles fan.
Yeah.
And multi-generational musical tour. Okay, thanks, sweetie.
So I'm going to have our segment now. Which one? Last episode, we had Everything I Own, the Bread version or the NSYNC version, and the winner was NSYNC. So this episode, we have the song You Really Got a Hold on Me, the Beatles version or the Smokey Robinson version. Those are the choices. So I should have the poll up on my Instagram story after this episode airs. And before I end the episode, we have our segment, Song Challenge. So I believe this is day 5? Yeah, day 5. So day 5 is a song by an artist that you would want to hang out with. So I would say, I think Maybe I'm Amazed by Paul McCartney. Again, you can go onto my page on Spotify or Anchor and send me a voice message for suggestions or feedback. And I might be featured on my next episode. You can also contact me on my Instagram, musicismyjam_podcast, if you had feedback or suggestions. And I really hope you guys enjoyed, you know, my grandma being on this episode. I really enjoyed that, honestly. I love being around her. I love talking to her. And our thing is talking about the Beatles. And I think I'll always cherish this episode. And I'll always cherish that interview, because it was so much fun being with her and talking about that. So I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. And thank you for listening to Music Is My Jam, where we talk everything music, because music is everything.